Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's June 5th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Amy Moore at Toronto Comic Arts Festival. Amy is an illustrator and designer in Toronto. She makes comics, art, and games featuring lighthearted stories. And cats. Recently, she completed the comic Cats of Felicia. During our chat, Amy talked about her recent work, Cats of Felicia. She also provided information about her influences, along with her future projects. Before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. CBC Books recently featured Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me. The article also included an audio interview with writer Mariko Tamaki, who discussed why she wanted to write about boundaries and unhealthy relationships, and why the message is relatable at any age. You can read more at cbc.ca/books. Barnes & Noble published a list of the best comics and graphic novels for June 2019. The list includes Saga Book 3 by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples, Avengers No Road Home by Njib Zub and others, The Follies of Richard Wadsworth by Nick Mandag, X-Force Volume 1, Sins of the Past by Ed Brisson and others. You can read more at barnesandnoble.com. The winners of the 2019 Excellence in Graphic Literature were announced at the recent Denver Pop Culture Con. Crush by Svetlana Chemikova won for Best in Educational Comics, Middle Grade Fiction. CBC Books published an article entitled 10 Canadian Books Coming Out in June We Can't Wait to Read. The list includes The Follies of Richard Wadsworth by Nick Mandag from Drawn and Quarterly, and Lunch Quest by Chris Kuzma from Koyoma Press. You can read more at cbc.ca/books. And now, here's my chat with Amy Moore at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival.
So I'm here with my latest book, Cats of Felicia. It's the final issue in like an ongoing story, so I'm pretty excited to be sharing that with people.
Well, for those not familiar with it, how would you describe that title?
It's a pretty lighthearted story about like a young girl who goes off to visit some family in the middle of nowhere, and she comes across this like mystical like talking cat type guys. And she's just trying to learn more about them and they're like the story behind them.
I would presume that you're a cat fan then.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a cat lady.
Let's talk about who inspires you from a creator aspect. Who did you read growing up and who inspires you today?
Well, I grew up with like a lot of Japanese comics. I definitely really love the like Studio Ghibli movies as well. So those are, I can't say aren't big influences, so it's probably a good start.
So you say that this is the last part of this story. You must have other projects on the go, something that's in the works. Can you talk about that at all?
Sure. So this is kind of the first comic project I did that was like a longer form story. So the next things I'm working on are going to be like smaller single issue comics that'll be full color versus this one that was like black and white, because I like exploring kind of like one-off stories that kind of end on a note where there's a little bit room for more and imagination on like what you think happens. But so my next stories are kind of going to be based on like D&D origin stories, because I'm a bit of a D&D nerd. So that's where I'm going with that.
Well, yeah, D&D seems to be very popular these days. A big sort of fan base that seems to be coming along everywhere at every table. This is your first time here at the show?
I was actually here two other times, like a few years before, but this is my first time in, I think, 3 years. So it's good to be back here because TCAF is like my favorite event, probably all year, not just in Toronto, but everywhere. So,
do you have any other plans to promote your book?
No, I'm kind of bad with that. I mostly just do local shows and through my website online. So,
where can people find you online? Where do you recommend that they go?
Going from my website's a good start. Everything is linked through there. So amillustration.com is where you can find me.
Thanks to Amy for the chat. You can discover more about Amy on Twitter at Amy Illustration and online at amyillustration.com. And thanks, too, for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.